Okay, so we're going to jump into our next topic before lunch, which is the impacts of supply chain issues and governmental policy on project development. With us today, we have Deepa Anantha Krishnan. Deepa heads up operations and engineering for Primergy Solar, relying on 15 years of professional experience in business development, operations and engineering, procurement and construction. Prior to Primergy, she held multiple leadership roles at SunPower, responsible for negotiating and executing more than 20 gigawatts of projects across the globe. Adam Larner runs construction and project operations for Primergy Solar, tapping into more than 23 years of experience designing, building, and investing in solar. He employs a unique and detailed understanding of the confluence of finance, construction, and operations required for high volume, low friction solar transactions, always ideal. Adam has held similar positions at various solar companies with responsibility for over $2 billion of capital investment across approximately more than 900 solar projects over the past couple of decades. And we have Rohit Sachdev, is a partner at the San Francisco office of Orrick, Herrington and Sutcliffe, where he represents several of the world's leading developers of renewable and conventional energy generation projects on project development, M&A, and financing arrangements. He has extensive experience in the solar, wind, energy storage, gas, and biofuel sectors, with a particular focus on California and other U.S. jurisdictions. In recent years, Rohit's practice has focused particularly on project development and project M&A transactions. Rohit has also represented clients on the purchase and sale of renewables projects in various U.S. jurisdictions, as well as joint venture and other project asset arrangements. So welcome. We appreciate you all joining us.
So how's everybody doing today? Excited? All right, just checking.
Hi, all. Welcome. It's great to be back in person at UT. And thanks to those who were able to brave the weather the last couple days and get here in person. As the moderator just mentioned, my name is Rohit Sachdev. I'm a partner in Orrick in San Francisco in the Energy and Infrastructure Group. My practice primarily focuses on project development M&A, solar offtake contracts, EPC procurement, and project M&A in renewables and storage. And thanks to everybody for joining us today for our panel, The Impacts of Supply Chain Issues and Governmental Policy and Project Development. We're going to spend the next 45 minutes delving into some of the most difficult, challenging issues that have been pervading the renewables and storage industry over the last 3 years since COVID hit. And with me on our panel today are two distinguished speakers, Adam Larner, the COO of Primergy, and Deepa Anantha Krishnan, the Senior VP of Operations at Primergy. And let me just hand it over to Adam and Deepa just to give a quick background on themselves, what they've been doing at Primergy, and how they're interfacing with the supply chain.
So my name's Adam Larner, and I have been in solar and energy storage and electrical systems for about 23 years. Cut my teeth as an intern installing solar panels on houses, became a electrician, electrical contractor, general contractor in 10 states and electrical contractor in one state, California. I have built and supported financed solar since 2005. The 900 projects is a bit of cheating. About 450 of those are residential projects that I installed with me in a truck. Most recently, before Primergy, I focused as a started a subcontracting business with a friend of mine, a couple friends of mine, focusing on single axis tracker installations, subcontracting for largely every major vendor probably in the space. We installed about 380 trackers in 21 states over the course of 4.5 years. He's continued on for the last 4 years successfully, and those last 4 years I've been here at Primergy. Again, cheated probably with $2 billion of investment, with our most recent project, Gemini, being $1.3 billion, 966 megawatt with a 1.416 gigawatt hour battery. So that kind of pumped up the numbers, but very excited to see solar taking root in a very real way in the energy markets, and excited to answer and hear your questions. So thanks.